Hello, brothers and sisters, it's Jonathan. Hope you guys are having a good Thursday. Thursday devotional. Came across this one. Billy Graham wrote this one. It's called God Promises Protection. And probably one of my favorite scriptures. I have so many of them. Yeah, this one's in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. And let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Never doubt that you are in the midst of a battle, a spiritual battle with Satan, who will do anything he can to discourage you and defeat you. Never underestimate his determination or misunderstand his intentions. God wants to teach us how to defend ourselves against sin and Satan. Satan's the ultimate bully, attacks us at our weakest points, and wants to defeat us too, that we will not be effective for God. God offers spiritual training to build us up inside it, much the same way that the physical exercise can build us up on the outside. He has provided all the resources we need to defend ourselves and keep Satan at bay. These include the Bible, prayer, faith, righteous living, and the Holy Spirit within us. But like physical training, we must be diligent with their applications. God has not promised to shield us from the trouble, but he has promised to protect us in the midst of the trouble. Most of all, never forget that because of Christ's death and resurrection, Satan has already been defeated. And someday the war will be over. And the hope for today, guys, is Satan loves to be underestimated. He would love for believers to view him as a harmless cartoon character. Scripture paints a very different picture. We must be on guard for the enemy who seeks to devour. You know, I'm big on spiritual warfare, and everything in this devotional is so true. We never should underestimate our enemy. We have the spiritual warfare manual, the Bible. With that, we should read that every day. We should study that every day. Prayer should be very important in our lives. We should be praying people, prayer warriors, because there's such a power in that. The devil doesn't know what to do with a praying person that will just keep on praying regardless of what's going on in our lives. Love you guys. Hope you guys are having a pretty good week. Until Friday's almost here. Praise God.